Yeah, we'd just like to mention, before we go a little further, we had a member, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo'ilam Yashlish Adam Es Ma'isav, should divide his money, Shlish Pekarke, Shlish Pepakamatye, Yishlish Tachas Yodai. Shouldn't invest in Ganzen in Karke, shouldn't invest in Ganzen in Schere, shouldn't have all his money with him. He should divide everything in a shlish. So the Ben Yehuda says, Mois is gematria 516. You divide the Mois by 3, so it's 172. 172 is gematria kva. So he said, kva, it remains. He says like this, Mois is called Zuzim. It's Zoz. It doesn't stay too long. It doesn't stay too long. If you want that it should be Kava, it should remain by you, so you should take a Shlish, make 3 Shlishim, Shlish Bekarke, Shlish Beparkamati, and Shlish Bemois, then it'll be Ois Zoz, and it'll be Kava. That's what he says, Pshat in the previous Gemara. Va'omar Rav Yitzchok, let us start, Ein Abroche Metzuye, Ela Bedovar Hasomei Min Ha'ayin. Abroche is only Bedovar Hasomei Min Ha'ayin, and Rashi says, Shemizborech Berova Me'elo. Amur Dikazach, if a person has Tvue, so it is Mizborech, Verova Meilov, it multiplies by itself, which is Anes Nisto. But that's only Bedova Hasomei Min Ha'ayim. And he brings a Raya, Shanema Yitzava Hashem Itchos HaBrocha Ba'asomecha. Ba'asomecha, Sarashi says, Dorish Leiloshin Dova Hasomei Min Ha'ayim. It is not nira, no one sees it, then it's a nes nista. Nes nista the Rabbeinu Shlom makes. If it's not somim in ha'ayin, so then it's a nes nigla. We mentioned a nes nigla. One has to have great schusim for a nes nigla. Tana, devei Rabbi Yishmoel, ein abroche metzuya, ela bedovo she'ein ha'ayin she'letes boi. So here we teaches Basomecha. Shenema Basomecha Loshin Gnozim. It's an oitzor. It's nignas. Here Poshet means that an ayin hore will be mapsid the nechosim. If it's boiled, people see it, they get impressed with what Yenna possesses, and that brings an ayin hara. But if it's gonos, so ain ayin shaylet boy, so then it's, then a broche could be shaylet. Tana rabbonon, ahilech lomoid es kaironai. A person is going to measure, to figure out how much tvua he has in his geirin. The Ritva brings down from the Ramban that this is speaking about truma. Why is he being moided it? He's moided it for truma samaisres. And by truma samaisres, there's a haftach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A person gives properly tumas amaisches farikaisi aleichem brocha ad belidai. So, seems Chazal understood that in the dovo, that you're being mafresh properly tumas amaisches, the brocha will be chal. So, memele, so we see a say that Chazal wa keveya, ahoylech lomeid es geironoi, He wants to figure out how much tvua he has in order to properly be mafresh trumas ha-maisches. So before he starts the medida, oimer, he says, Yirotzen mufanecha Hashem alekeinu shetishlach broche b'maisa yodei. Tfile abakoshe that there should be a broche. That means that the tvua should be nisrabe. He's going now to be mafresh, is moide to be mafresh trumas ha-maisches. So there's a haftoch v'rikaisi lechem broche. So he's asking, he should be zeichet to this broche. His chil lomoid, he started the medide. Oimer, he makes a broche, boruch ha-sheileach broche b'kriya zeh. The Ritva says that this is a broche b'shem u'malchus. Boruch ato Hashem alakeinu melocheilom ha-sheileach broche b'kriya zeh. That's by, when he starts the medide, he makes a broche, that Rabbeinu Shloilom Bukhayre was Sheleach broche. Modat va'achakach birech. But what is, if he made this broche after he was moided all the tvue, hareze tvila shop. Is a tvila shop, lefishein a broche mitzuyo, loy bedobor hashokul, v'loy bedobor hamodud, v'loy bedobor hamonui, el bedobor hasomi min ha'ayim, shnem yitzav Hashem itchos habrocho ba'asomecho. Now, l'cheira, I had a shtickle problem. It's posach beboruch v'siyim betvile. It says if he was moided the tvua, modat va'achakach birech, he made a broche afterwards, areze tvila shov. So this is a tvila shov. So he made a broche, it doesn't say it's a broche levatole, it's a tvila shov. Where's the tvila over here? It could be the Rishash mentions such a svore. The Rishash brings down a Gemara in Psochem. The Gemara asks that we find in Bichas Krishma, we say, Boruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael. In Shemoneh Esrei we say, Boruch Ato Hashem Goyel Yisrael. So the Gemara says, this is Tzloisa. So in the broche, it seems there's a bakosha also. Goyel Yisrael, that Rabbeinu Shem should be goyel. It's a bakosha in the broche. It could be, and also the Ritva also says this, that Hasheileach broche b'kriya zeh is a loshen osi, that Rabbeinu Shem should be sheileach. It could be Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Eloi Rabbe and it's Abu Drom. Hasheilech is also a loshen ovar. Hamoitzi lechem min haoretz is a loshen ovar, and here Hasheilech Boruch is also a loshen ovar. So perhaps it could be that this bracha Hasheilech bracha b'kriya zeh is in Nichlal in the broche aloshen haido and aloshen bakoshe. So memele. So then perhaps it's very good. So before he started the medida, there was a hirotzein Hashem alakeinu shetishlach broche b'maisa yedeinu, and we're asking for a broche that the tefillah should be nisrabe. I'm being moided now the tvile, I'm being moided now the tvue, for trumas and maisres, yerotzein, shetishlach broch, berkeisilchem broch ad belida, I'm asking for a broch, that the tvue should be nisrabe. His chilomoid, I started the medida, but the tvua is not modot. So I make a brocha shaleich brocha bekriya zeh. So could be this brocha is koilo. But since I started the medida letzoyrech, I was going to be moided letzoyrech afroshes trumas amaisres. I was mispal there should be a brocha. So the brocha is koilo that I can assume that there was already chal a brocha in the goyren, in the kri. And I'm also being mispallel, since I wasn't moided the whole kri as yet, that Rabbi Nishom should be marbe brocha in this kri. So it could be in the brocha there's a tefillah lahabe, and there's a hidol l'sha'ova. So then it would be good, modat. But after he was moided all the tvuah, could be in the broche, there's a bakosha also. I mean, it's not a broche levatola. The broche could be is koilo tu inyonim. It's koilo the broche, which I can assume the Rabbi Yisrael was mevorech the kri, but it's also a bakosha. This bakosha is only applicable kol zman he did not make, wasn't made at all the tvuah, so it's still shayach that the tvuah should be in this borech. But afterwards it's, if he was made it already, so it's only a hidor, not the chelik, a bakosha is not shayach anymore. So that's what he says, a reza tvilash shov. Look the Gemara weiter. Amar Shmuel Ksofim Englem Shmira Elo Bekarke. Amar Yedike Chumre is telling us that a person is Makabu Shmira and Ksofim. It's not sufficient that he should put Mimavkit's money where he keeps his money. He keeps his money in a drawer underneath the mattress or Ksofim Elam Shmira Ela Bakalka. If you're a Shema, you have to bury the money. The money doesn't become Nifsad when it's in the Kalka, and that is a Bokim Shomo. And if you do not do this, you are Pesheya. So if Ganovim come and steal these Ksofim, you are Pesheya. If you were not mekabel the kesef and kaki or pesheya in your chay. Omarove umaydi shmul be'erev Shabbos bein ashmoshes deloy atrechu rabonim. So Rove said shmul is moide, even though alt shaymer is mechuyev to make a shmira being mekabel the mois and karke. But if he got the money, bein hashmoshes does not mean bein hashmoshes already, he's not allowed to, the money is muktzin and not allowed to be mekabelit. No, we're speaking about samuch le bein hashmoshes, leboid yoin, the shach, brings down from a moltchai, a filo machatzi hayoim ve'iloch, a filo efter chatzois erev Shabbos. He got the money erev Shabbos efter chatzois. So now there's a conflict. Mitzad echot, he has money which he's obligated to make a proper shmira. Mitzad acher, Shabbos is coming. There's the tildes of Shabbos. So Meidish Mu Bebein Hashmoshes means, could be a fellow from Mechatzi Yoyim, the Rosh says a Loshen, Le'atchuchu Rabonon Lefishuhu Torot B'Kovet Shabbos. You give me the money, Samuch give me the money 2 hours before. You cannot expect from me I should make a proper shmirah. I'm a shomer Shabbos. I'm told to covet Shabbos. So I'm a mailer. So he's not responsible. Fine. Visho limoitzoi Shabbos. Good. That Shabbos, that's Erev Shabbos. We understand you. You're not called a Pesheya. I'm finished. But what is Visho limoitzoi Shabbos shir limikberino veloi kavrino? But Moitzoi Shabbos already, you finished already. Shabbos, she said, Abdullah, finished. And now you have time to bury the money, and you don't do that. Mechayev, now you're a Pesheya. Now you have to take care of the money. V'itzuve mirabono nu, but what if he's a tzuve mirabono? Usi Rashi says, pshat, tzuve mirabono means the mafkit. So let us see Rashi. I'm going to read Rashi. Vim tzuv mirabonon hamafkid. The mafkid is a tzuv mirabon. The mafkid gave him money to watch. Now al tzilche shomrim, he's mechuyev to make now to make a hole in the ground and to bury the money there. But he's afraid, this Nifkad is afraid, he's going to make a hole in the ganze Zach, bury it, and then there's going to be a knock on the door, and the Mafkid is going to come to him, can you give me back the money? I don't have money for Havdalah, Yain Havdalah, I don't have money, give me back the money. So Mamela have to now undig the money that he was Mekaba. So since this is a Shchir dike occurrence, if the mafkid is a tzuva merabonam, so there's no time in why you didn't bury it in Mitzoy Shabbos. I thought you might, who knows, maybe you're going to come and ask the money back. Vitzuva merabonam uha mafkid, shuhu choreit al mitzvahs avdola al akais. He's a tzuva merabonam, he's choreit al mitzvahs avdola al akais. Maybe he'll need this money for Abdullah. What lemais happened? He didn't bury it, and he went out, and he came back, and the ganav stole it. I couldn't talk. He's potter. I'm not mechuyev to bury it. And the Rosh says, a whole night, he's not mechuyev. Who knows? Maybe he's going to come back, who knows when, and he's going to want back the money. So Mamela, I'm not mechuyev to bury it that night. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, and if he's not a tzuv mirabonon, he doesn't make Abdullah. But Rashi says, Shulchoreid al mitzvah Abdullah al akois. And then, not a tzuv mirabonon, what does he do? He's yetzibe be Abdullah betvilach, chazal bo mesakan al akois. So there's a Rav Magid. Perik Daud Alocha He Milcha Shaila Pekod. Ve'inyin, so the Rav Magid says, Sho'oyo Lehem Yain B'yoyker. Bizman Chazal, Yain was very expensive. Ve'loyhoyu Kulon Mavdilin Ala Yain, so everyone did not make Habdol Ala Yain. Ve'ev Sho'oyu Shoymim Me'acherim B'yoytzim B'zeh. So they used to go, listen, it's an expensive thing. So they went to the Gvir, who had Yayin. So before he had Abdullah, he had a whole, kehila of Shemim to be Yaitza with his Abdullah. He had wine. V'zeh shu Talmud Chochem roitze levorich hu ba'atzmaya. Talmud Chochem, no. I want to make the Abdullah myself on my wine, not to be yaitze with this gvirs Abdullah, who knows, will be mechavan to be maitzme. That was, so that's a visa tzuva mirabono. My chabruse, Yehne Kenter asked, lechere, the chayodom and klal samaches, Simin Yud Aleph says, there's a klal that, bereivam hadras melech. And therefore, we paskin when it comes to Malchikas Beishami and Beisillah, they used to make Beirei Meirei Ha'ish in the Beis Medrash, Beitzoi Shabbos. So they gave a patch, and then they were Meitzi, the Oilam. Beishami says everyone made Beirei Meirei Ha'ish themselves. Hospital Beis Medrash and Beis Hillel hold that's Barayvam Hadras Melech. They made one Beirei Meirei Ha'ish, was Meitzi the whole Oilam. Now the Chayodam says, what is the shear of Barayvam Hadras Melech? How many Yidden do you need to have Barayvam Hadras Melech? So the Chayodam says 3 Yidden. If you have 3 Yidden, that's called Barayvam Hadras Melech. She was Meire and and the Magid Mishneh, I mean, they used to go to the Gvir, and the Talmud Chochim, Reitze Levoichu Ba'atzmai, I mean, L'chair, if they went to the Gvir, L'chair, he had a mile of Bereiv Am. What was the frumkeit to buy his own wine and to Levoichu Ba'atzmai? I mean, we see by Beirei Meirei Ha'ish, I mean, they weren't Mahada, that each one should make a brocha themselves, there's a mile of Bereiv Am Hadras Melech. So we have to know what the Hiddur was over here. The Magen Avraham says a different shot. Magen Avraham also is a problem with our Gemara. The Magen Avraham brings down Asma. The Talmidei Chachomim Ein Soimchem al Avdole Shebebeis HaKnesses. That's Pshat Nagamor. It used to make Avdole in Shul. Tamid HaChachomim were not Soimach and that Avdole. So, the Magen Avraham doesn't understand why not. So the Magen Avraham says, maybe it's been with the Heir B'nei Bayis. The Heir B'nei Bayis, so that's why the one Soimach and Avdole in the Beis HaKnesses. So Kan Shayla Ben, so if a person is not a Talmud Chacham, he also has B'nai Bayis. So it could be that, so I also wanted to say that Nachlas Moshe also seems to say like this, that the people who are not Talmidei Chachamim, they made Havdalah and Chamam Medine. For the and could be there's a hiddur that the Magen Avraham does say, Bnei Bayis could be speaking about Ketanim, so he wanted to be Yotze himself also with the Havdalah. So a person who was not Atzuva Merabonon, so good, so he has Bnei Bayis, so he made Havdalah on Chamam Medine, and he was Yotze himself and the Bnei Bayis and Shalom Yisrael. But the Tzuvim Erabonon, since he wanted to be Meitz himself, they're talking about Ketanim. It's not so Mahudadik to make Havdalah for Ketanim. That's a Poshit. So Memele, he wanted to make for himself also. So if he's making for himself, he doesn't want to make with Chamal Medina. So he wants to make with wine. So Memele, that was the difference between the Tzuvim Erabonon and so the way the Magen Avraham learns Pshat could be in Shul, they talk it made on Yayim. But he didn't want to be Yotze with that because he had the Bnei Bayis to take care of. So he wanted to make Havdalah himself. So there were two alternatives, either Chamam Medina or wine. So he wanted a wine, so Mamela, he would come. So therefore the Nifkat can hold, should hold the money and not bury it as yet, because the mafkin might knock on the door and tell him that he wants the money for wine.
So in Shabbos 3.
Zuck the Gemara. Ve'idne de shchichi gishushoi. So the Gemara said, Shmuel's chumre, te'enam shmire ele bekarke, was in his time that the Ganovim were not too sophisticated. So Memele Karke was a good Shmira. Vaidna de Ike Gishushoi, Zuktrashi Gishushoi, Megashishim Bekarke, Bishpudim shel barzo, lahakya mokim shetachtav cholo. They could hear by the megashes, which they could hear if there's a hollow place there. So the ganovim came already, with their tools, so the kalke would not be a proper shmire. So memele, Einlam Shmira Ella Bishmei Kaira. Now you have to go and put it Bishmei Kaira on the beam near the ceiling, near the roof. Put it near the beam. So you have to understand when the Ganav comes, he doesn't come with a 10-foot ladder. I mean, this is already. So Mamela, so that means, if you leave it in the karka, it's no good. But you should put it Bishmei Kaira by a beam that's near the ceiling. He won't get there. So that's a good shmira. Vo'idne the shchicha flumoi. But then the ganovim became more sophisticated. What did they do? So what does Rashi say? Bishmei Kaira begag mitachtov, by the roof, underneath it, the beam underneath the gag. Flumoi. Shoivrei hatikre, they knew where he used to put the money. They didn't go inside the house. They went on the roof, and then they broke the tikre, and they went and they used to get the money that way. So the Shmei Kaira was also not a good place to store the money. Ein lam shmira ela beini ulvi. It seems the walls of the house, there used to be a double wall, and between the wall there used to be tit, that was mechaba. The two walls, there was an outer wall and an inner wall, there used to be tit in between. So memele, so you should go and take out some of the tit and put the money there. That mustama, that is a good shmira. Ben shur ben iuvi, ben shureis habinyan bekaiso. And that's a good shmira. We'll come back to Omarova. Let's just go a little further. Voidne de shrichi tfuchoi. So what does tfuchoi mean? So Rashi says, metapchem bekoisel, leidam yesham cholo. They used to tap on the wall, be able to see if there's a hollow place in the wall. With their tfuchim, with their palms, they were able to do it. Ein lam shmira elo betevach hasamuch lekarke, a betevach hasamuch lishmei kaira. So that means, if it's in the middle of the wall, so you could feel, seems from the vibrations, you could feel if there's a hollow place between the two walls, so they could hop that. But if it's right near the bottom or right near the top, since it's very secure, it's anchored to the ground, so you can't feel the hollowness, so you have to go and put it over there. Now, we have here, Omar Rove, which is a little unclear. Amar Rava Umayde Shmuel Bekaisel. Now how does this come in? Umayde Shmuel Bekaisel, who is he made to? What is this going on? So the Rosh wants to say, Umayde Shmuel Bekaisel, that means even though in that tkufe, that we said Beini Ulvi, you have to put it between the two walls. Shmuel held, if you put it in one of the walls, that's also sufficient. So what's Umayde Shmuel? Who's he made it to? So that means even though he was Machma Bishmiris Ksofim, and you take a need Beini Ulvi, he was also Moide. I will be the yed of Afili Nicham Stamba Kaisel Potter. The Minshmul is Moide that if you didn't make, even though Shmuel was machadish, if you don't make a proper shmire by ksofim, that is called a pesheya. But al koponim, if you stick it in the kaisel, not beini urvi, which lechatchila is not a proper shmire, but you have it, the kaisel alone is sufficient. What does Rashi say? Betefach hasamach v'kulam b'kaisel. Amar lei ravache b'rei de Rav Yosef l'Rabashi hosam tnan. Chomet shenofla olav mapailis. If a wall fell on top of chomet, areyu kimavur. That's sufficient. It's called that it's mavur, even though the chomets is still there. But since a wall fell on top of it, it's areyu kimavur. Abshim gamli eloyma kol shein kelav yochel lachapes achov. No, there's a shear. That means if a kelav will not be able to dig underneath this wall to get the chomets, then it's called mavur. V'tana kama chafisis ha-kelev, gimel tvochim. That means still gimel tvochim, a kelev will dig it out from underneath the wall. Hochimai, so gmokla z'shayle, what will be over here? Mi ba'inon shloisha tvochim, do we also need the shmira bekarke, that you have to, does it have to be deep 3 tvochim? Or in the kaisel, does it have to be in the depths of the kaisel 3 tvochim? Amalei hosam mishum reicha. Over there by chometz, so there is the reyach of the chometz, and you have a kelev, so memele kozman, there's less than 3 tvochim, a kelev is not, they have a reyach, which is moided the kelev to take it out. He smells it, so he has a good sense of smell. He wants to take out the chometz. So till 3 tvochim, he's capable of digging it out, so it's not called mevua. Hosam mishum reicha binigimu tvochim. Here we're talking about money. All it has to be, it shouldn't be visible, noticeable. Like being on gimel tvochim, you don't need a kisui of gimel tvochim in kalka or in the kaisel. You don't need a kisui of gimel tvochim. Bekama, so how much does it have to be covered? Amarafchon misicha tefach. It has to be covered a kaponim a tefach. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Hareyu kimavur, and nafla olam apayosrei kimavur, vein tzorich levaroi. He's not mochim to me mevaroi, the ein kan oid bal yeroi. That means since it's not accessible, there's a wall on top of it, so there's no lava of bal yeroi. Hochemai lin yishmiris ksofim, Mishum Reiche, Smar says, here, I feel according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you do not need you do not need 3 tvachim. Mishum Reiche, oh, Babai Chometz, Mishum Reiche, Shakela Meriach, V'chayf Yisacha. V'chayhumay Tziyoy V'nira, so less than 3 tvachim, there's still a Bal Yeroh because we have a potential Kelev that's going to take it out from underneath the wall. So it's not called Mevur. The wall is not enough of a blockage to hold back a Kelev from taking it out. Misicha Shem Mokeh. Let us see Tosfos. Amar Shmuel, Ksofim ein lam shmira ela bekarke. So Shmuel was talking about Hashem Achino. If he does not put it in the Karke, so he's a Peshaya. Zarech Iyu. Now Taisus has here a Shaila. Im Shamram Bekarke, what happens if a Shema put it in Karke? Meya Amo Murdik. He dug a hole 100 Amos deep, Mamish. Vinignavu Misham, and it was stolen. It was Ganovim that came, made a tunnel from the outside and went underneath 100 Amos and took out the money. Im Shemel Socha Chayev. If Hashemel Socha will be Chayev. Now, the study, Hashayla, we will see as the thesis progresses. There's one Svore that he should be Potter. Zichan Onost. I mean, he should think such a thing that a Ganav is going to make a tunnel outside of the house and go and take out the money. That's 100 amas deep. Yizichan onos. So there's a svari should be potter. That's one svari. There's another svari. We'll see that the Psatira says that a shemusach is chayev v'gneva v'aveda, and the Torah did not differentiate what kind of gneva v'aveda. We'll see as the Tesis progresses the svari of chiyuv. בפרק הקוינס נגנו שם עם שם החייב. ובפרק הקוינס משמד החייב. לגמור בו בקאמר וצים דר השם הסוכר סחייב. תפורך אבאיה לרב יוסף. אבאיה אס רב יוסף. רב יוסף הולדס דר השם הווידם איזה שם הסוכר. אז פרוט את רב יוסף. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Sabaye asked Rabbi Yosef Akash. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Atoyin Tainis Ganev Baveide, if a Shomer Aveide Tainis Ganev, Mishalem Tashlume Kefil, he pays Kefil. That means, if a Shomer Aveide found a Pekodon, found an Aveide, and then he comes to the Balabos and he tells the Balabos, you know, it was stolen. I found it and I wanted to give it to you and it was stolen from me. And he swore. And then they found that he was the Ganev. So Rabbi Yochanan said that this Shemar Aveda is Chayiv Kefal. That means even though there was no Mafkid, he got it from Aveda, there's also a din of Toyin Tainis Ganev Baveda. Fine. So, that's it in Hashem Aveda is Chayev if it was Toyin Nignev. So Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, Vishemer Aveda Shemer Socher Ave, if you hold that Hashemer Aveda is Hashemer Socher, so Kalne Boy Lishlumi. So he has to pay care. How can there be a din of Toyin Tainis Ganev? The whole din of Toyin Tainis Ganev was only by Hashem Achinam. Hashem Achinam was Nignav, and so he patted himself with a Shvua, and then Nimtzi Shabbat Megon, but he pays Kefil. But according to you, that you say that he's Hashem Socher, so that was Abayis Kashet Rav Yosef, so how could he pay Kefil? Umay Porich, Fraktoisves, what's the Kashet? They look me betoyin shenignava boines. Let us say, fakert, that was tais v'sofik. If by a shemer socha there was a gneva boines, if a shemer socha is potter. So if you'll say a shemer socha is potter, so you have a case that taka a shemer veid is a shemer socha, and he tainid nignav and he's potter. A gneva boines is potter. Umay poch, do look me betain shenignava boines, and Taisus has three cases of a gneva boines. Kegoin shehemek bekarke kufamis, he made a very deep hole, so maybe he should call him that someone will make a tunnel and steal it from there. Oy shetokvos oy shino oy chaylosh. Shino oy chaylosh. Or lomaisa, he got very tired, and he fell asleep, and then they couldn't help it, and a Ganav came in and stole it. or he was sick. So what was Abaye's kasha on Rav Yosef? He could be a shema socher. Va'af al pikein, he's potter from Gneva Veda. There's certain Gnevas that he's potter. Alme, so we see from Abaye's kasha, kol Gneva lehavi oynes ela listim mizuy. So Tosfos brings a ray from a Gemara in Akoinis. The Gemara is searching for a heche timtze that a shemesocha should be chayiv kefil betainis gneve. The Gemara doesn't know a heche timtze. The only heche timtze we'll see is a list of mezuyim. And between you and me, what is the difference between a list of mezuyim and other gneve boinis? That we'll see as the Tosfos progresses. Tosfos will speak about this. Al Kaponim, we have a Gemara, that the Gemara has a problem to find a case of a Chiyuv Kefil by a Shemel Socher. The Gemara does not mention a case of Gneva Bainus. V'chein bosa hochi, that's one Gemara. The Maisi, the Gemara says as follows. Lo yim amrit v'shein mechinam shekein mishalem keifu. The Gemara wants to say a shein mechinam is more chomo than a shein mesocha. Because a shein mechinam, there are times when he pays keifu by tain is gone. So the Gemara says, ve'ilistim mizuyim ganef, who there, the Gemara is a pilpulist mizuyim is a ganef or a gazlan. Ve'ilistim mizuyim ganef, who shemesoch enami mishalom keifel. So it would seem from the Gemara wants to prove that a listim mizuyim is not a gazlan, he's not a ganef, he's a gazlan. But he says, it says there, a pirche, that shemechinam is more chomer than a shemesoch, so Gemara says, why? He listed Mizim Ganavu, Shemesochanami Mishalom Kefu. Mashme. So the holy kash is only if listed Mizuyin is a Ganav. Mashme, the Mishum Gneva, Loi Mifter Shemesoch. Any other Gneva, a Shemesoch is not Potter. Im Loi Betainis listed Mizuyin. So Tosfos has a Gemara in Babakami. That the Gemara is the only case that the Gemara could find that a Shomer Socher is potter by Gneva is a Gneva of Listen Mizui. Miu, Tosfos says, Hanu Yesh Litrois. Davi Motza Lameimu Letamech. The Gemara could have said, Afilalistim is Mizui in Gazlan. This is another case that a Shomer Socher be Chayiv Kefil. By Gneva Bainis. I feel if I tamech, I feel a gazanu. Timtse shame mesoch and mishalom keifel. The blavoch in ami motzel lemeim ulatamech. In zicher, the Gemara could have found other cases. I feel a gazanu. Timtse shame mesoch and mishalom keifel bebailem. Tosfos says there is a case that a shame mesoch pays keifel if he was a shema bebailem. That's what does Tosfos mean to say. Tosfos means to say, what if a shema socha bishasi became a shema, the bailam was working for him. So this shema socha is potter from Shia, is potter from Neva Vaveda. So the Gemara is looking for cases shema socha should be potter of Gneva. The Gemara only, the most only case was of Listam Azim Ganev. L'cheira the zicha of the case is Ivasoi. If he, there was a shmire bebailem. So, kochach, the more could have said, lit time. And I have other cases also. He buried it, meyame. Means the Gemara didn't go into all the cases. The zikha, other cases also. Agav Urchem, I'd like to mention, Tosfos in Baba Kama is mesupik. If, Shema Socher, who became a shema bebailim in the filtain and nignava will be chayiv kefil. Ha-taisvis nemzon for adava poshet, he will be chayiv kefil. Taisvis in babakam is mesupik, and achreinim amavayir, a few reasons why it's not so poshet. One reason is, could be a shema bebailim is potter to swear. He's not mechuyev to be mevara with a shvuah. That's only from the chiyuvi shomrim, and the shema b'baum doesn't have chiyuvi shomrim on himself. So maybe he's potter to swear. So if he's potter to swear, there's no din of tain tain is ganev. The whole chiyuv of tain tain is ganev is only if he swore false. That's one mahalach. Others say he doesn't have dinei shomrim bechlal. So he doesn't have dinei shomrim, so there's no din of tain tain is ganav that's chayev bekeful. And others say that the whole din of tain tain is ganav is only if the tain is gneva patas. But over here, tain is pshia would also pater, because it was shmira babaylam. So bechlal there's no din, so here bechlal there's no din of a shomer socha that became a shomer socha bebailim, that the Gemara should say is chayiv kefil. There's three cheshbonos to say it won't be chayiv kefil. But our Tosfos assumes that a shomer socha bebailim. So Taisu says, we can bring a raya mi perik ha-shoyu. The Gemara in perik ha-shoyu wants to figure out how do we know that a shoyu is chayiv b'gneiva v'aveda. So the Gemara says, I make a kal v'chaima from Shema Soch. Ma doch Shema Soch. That's part of an onsim is chayiv b'gneiva v'aveidim. Shoyul, that's chayiv b'onsim is icha chayiv b'gneiva v'aveidim. So the Gemara says, no, I have a pich on the kal v'chaima. The chiyal of nei v'aveidim b'shel mi Shema Soch e'porich. Ma le Shema Soch e'shekeim ishalan keifel b'taynis listem isuyin. So the Gemara says, no, there's a chaymer that Shema Socha has over a shoyul. That what? That a Shema Socha pays kefil. By tainus list and mizuyin. And so that the kefil is more chomer. Mishani, akashe. So how do I have a pilche that Shema Socha is more chomer? Mishani iboyis ema gaslatos. So the mother says, you know, it's a good kasha. I'll tell you that listem mizuyim is a gaslin. So a shomer socha does not pay kefil by listem mizuyim. Period. So there's no chomer of shomer socha over shoyel. So now finished. We're finished now. Mashme. So it would seem from Dak and Morim, she ain shum gneve she yifte bo shemer socha. It seems to the Gemara that forget if you hold the list of mizuin is a gaslan, so a shemer socha is chaye by all gneve, so he never pays kefil. And that was our shaila. Our shaila was over here. If there's a gneve that a shemer socha is potter, and then there should be neftein tain is ganav. But that Gemara Vaistois is not potter. Ach, timoin godolu. But it's a merdike kashe. Lome lo yeheyoines. Why is he called an oines? Im hemek bekarke kufames. I don't understand. I have a rai from a Gemara From the Gemara, it seems there's no din of Tainas Ganev by a Gneva, by Shema Socha, by Gneva Bonis, but they says, why not? Lome loye einisim hemit bekarka kuf amis, the mai havale sulem evit. What should he have done? Ayim takfase shinai, ay chayle godu. Ve eich yitoche. How could it be? Sheshum gneve loinimsa, shetei einis gomo kiliste mezuyin? That means, Tosef is the vile understood. That's klo. The Gemara holds a list of mezuyim. List of mezuyim is zicha pota by Hashem Mesocha. And list of mezuyim really is a posik, a nishpo. And that's list of mezuyim. So Tosef says, eich yitochen sheshum gneve loinimse shetei oynes gomo ke list of mezuyim. So Tosef says, in svore, it's very not mistava that there's no other gneva that's an oynis equivalent to lista mezuyim. That I say is another problem. Ularabe isle besoif apoyalim, the old beidni daily inchi pota, that if a shema, the certain zmanim, which he can leave the eda, if he went in, he's pota. Im kein timtse, Gneva oynes b'shem mesoch. So again, we have a gneva oynes b'shem mesoch. Umi yesh litreis the rabbi yisver ki idoch shinuye dekarna odif kav yisver b'akoynes. Could be according he holds that not a fellow this careful by a shem mesoch, but karna b'loy shvua is more chomer than careful b'shvua. Umi kol mokay. Ein svore klau. Again, Taisus is going with svores. Ein svore klau shalei nimtso gneves oinevs sheyifta bo shomer socha. It's not mistava. So we'll stop here. Taisus davail is up to as follows. Taisus seems to find gemores that it would seem that a shomer socha is Chayev and all gnevis, but Taisva says in logic it's very difficult to understand if he's potter by listem mezuyin, so why isn't he potter by other gnevis, which are equivalent to the oynis of listem mezuyin?